Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, I want to take a moment to thank each and every single one of you who has either sent me a private message or shared the last two episodes of the podcast. The episodes with Tom and Adam have been so greatly received by you all. The feedback has been so encouraging. I don't plan to stop these interviews here because the feedback that I've got is that you guys were able to relate to them. You're inspired by them. You know, the challenges you're facing, they're facing. But the growth that they're experiencing is the similar growth that you want to experience too. And what I love is the fact that it's given a lot of you hope. It's given a lot of you guys clarity of what you're doing is kind of right in a lot of cases. And if what you're doing is wrong, it's given you that opportunity to start amending and adjusting certain areas. And what I love about the podcast, you know, I don't work with every single person that listens to the podcast. It's a lot of people. But there are always points in people's journeys that I become involved, whether it's the seminars, whether or not it's my mastermind or the mentoring or even Skype calls, whatever part of the journey that we play. I even play a part where people don't invest. You know, I've had somebody only message me recently saying that the actual figures that they've seen in terms of the growth of their business were crazy. The growth that they've seen in the last 6 months as a result of listening to the podcast and being inspired by my content. So if it's helping you in any given way and you haven't actually worked with me yet, please drop me a DM. I'd love to know. Now, what I'd like to do just before I bring today's topic forward for you is give you an opportunity. Now, I'm sure you've seen on my social media feeds that very soon I'm going to be launching my Brand Impact Mastery online course. I'm so excited to be bringing you a course that's going to help you to identify and stand out in the marketplace. Brand Impact Mastery is a 5-module, 28 subsection course with 12 separate workbooks to accompany each subsection. My intention with Brand Impact Mastery is to help you to identify your place in the marketplace, help you to identify how to communicate your message so that you are clearly understood by the audience that it is that you want to work with. I want to be able to teach you how to build that audience, communicate with that audience through various different marketing channels, and support that audience's decision to invest in your products or services. Now, Brand Impact Mastery is not an online program for people just wanting to build a social media following and the like. It's targeted about building a brand, and that brand could be on the ground, in the gym, owning a facility, or it could be online. It's not exclusive to building a business online. All the segments that I go through teach you how to build your brand, how to identify yourself, what makes you unique, and how to actually convert that uniqueness into a marketing message that builds an audience, builds leads, drives those leads to understanding more about you, your brand, your services, how you can help people, and then using different techniques, help that person to make the decision to invest in your products or services. This is something I've been doing for many, many years. And with all the masterminding and the mentorships that I run, I wanted to be able to reach more of you. I wanted to be able to help more of you. Those of you that are in different countries, those of you who are not necessarily in a financial position to work with me on a one-on-one basis. Because the biggest frustration from a fitness professional's perspective is not being heard. It's not actually being able to take that unique identity that you know you have and not being able to present it to people and build a relationship with customers, because this is at the end of the day what building a brand's all about. It's about being able to convey who you are and how you help people, because every fitness professional helps people get in shape. But what makes you unique? What makes you stand out? What makes you different? And how do you convey that so that you can build your own little tribe of people? You know, I have a tribe of personal trainers that believe in what I say, and I showcase how I deliver it. And you guys learn from me, and I know you learn from other people. But there is a lot of things that make me unique in the way that I deliver what I deliver, which allows you to build trust with me to eventually invest in me. And this is a skill. This is something that I want you guys to all have. And one special opportunity that I'm going to give you all is that before I go live with the launch, the biggest thing that I'm going to do is a beta testing group. I'm going to have 20 people. And I'm going to ask those 20 people to make a very greatly reduced investment in Brand Impact Mastery. You'll get personal one-on-one coaching from me. There will be a private Facebook group for the beta testing group, because I want you to go through it and give me your honest feedback. I want you to go through it and ask me and tell me if there's any amendments that you want to make that you think would make it more user-friendly, and make the information being able to be conveyed. There are 28 subsections, as I said, and they're all video. They're all me being filmed, me and my energy and my personality. So I get across to you what I'm trying to convey and help you bring that build that brand authority, audience, and drive people to invest in your products or services. So what I'd like you to do, please, is send me an email or DM me on Instagram. My email is mark@m10fitness.co.uk. My Instagram is markcolesm10. And I want you to just say, I want to be a part of your Brand Impact Mastery beta testing group. If you're going to send me an email in the subject headline, put beta testing group. It's very, very important. This is going to be a massive, massive opportunity if you want to be a part of the beta testing group. I can help you build your brand, but in return, I also get you to help me make the product incredible. So when it launches, it helps hundreds and hundreds of trainers all over the world, fitness professionals and health professionals, to build a brand, stand out, and create the career that you truly want, which makes you feel fulfilled, happy, and successful. So that's where I want to leave that. Please contact me if you'd like to be a part of it. And I'll be launching that as within the next couple of weeks to the beta testing group, and then within the next 4 to 6 weeks, launching the actual program. Now, today, episode 91, I want to talk to you about personal transformations. Listening to Tom and listening to Adam and listening to the feedback that I get on a week-to-week basis from you guys, it's quite interesting that, you know, you spend a lot of time helping day-to-day people with their transformations. And I spend a lot of time mentoring fitness professionals through their actual transformations. And I want to highlight to you that in order for you to achieve success, you need to be going through a personal transformation. Because if you look on one side of the piece of paper, let's look at what successful people attributes are. Strength, confidence, knowledge, they're action takers, they're consistent. You know, they're often role models to other people, or they have role models. They're involved in support networks. Generally very, very happy people. On the flip side of it, I'm not going to use the word unsuccessful, but people that are necessarily struggling are low in self-confidence, there's doubt, there's fear, there's frustration, there's a lot of comparison, lacking in knowledge, and very rarely take action. You know, and when we compare these two people, it's the same with your clients. I always say this to people, that your clients have got to go through a personal transformation to get a physical transformation. And, you know, I even spoke to a trainer yesterday. I said, like, I'm really struggling to get my clients to follow the plan. And I said, how much about, have you understood about psychology, human behavior, personal development, personal growth? Not a lot. Are you struggling with the same sort of areas yourself? If I can explain them to you, kind of yes. And so what amazes me is that I truly believe that the personal transformation that I went on was responsible for one of the largest percentage of the results that I achieved in my coaching career. Because when I became stronger mentally, more confident, more knowledgeable, I started being more consistent, taking action, and, you know, I was just happy. All of my clients started to become happier, stronger, work harder, less challenges with their nutrition. And the interesting thing here is that if you're trying to get a client to change and you know that you've got limitations yourself, you're not going to be able to teach them how to go through that themselves. You know, so in order for you to achieve success with your clients, it's almost like there's a disconnect. Everything that you're trying to get your clients to do is improve their self-confidence, adherence, break through fear by doing things that they've never done before, and just taking action every single day. You're asking them to learn more and develop these skills to becoming somebody that can adhere to a diet, somebody that can be happy with their body, somebody that can break through challenges. And then on the flip side of it, I say, you know, what challenges are you dealing with? What are you actually working through? Have you identified what's wrong? So the first thing I'm going to say to you is, let's just look at the client. I use the word, over the years, I've looked a lot at this, but personal auditing. What you're doing every single day when you work with clients is you're auditing them. You're saying, right, what areas have they got to change? Whatever they've got to work on? What have I got to learn a bit more about? You know, whether it's biomechanics, whether or not it's nutrition principles, then I'm learning about habits. And as you learn more as a trainer, you're able to learn more yourself. But the ability to be able to translate that to a client is actually coming from within yourself, your own belief of whether or not it is possible for people to change. And if you don't necessarily believe you're able to change right now, there will be a deep subconscious belief inside you that even though you're telling your clients to change, you don't necessarily believe it's possible. Because the only time we believe it's possible is when we believe that everything is possible with ourselves. And that's why I truly believe that every single fitness professional out there and health professional, every person in life, should go through a personal transformation. I think you should do a personal audit of yourself or spend some time amongst people that are in a very strong, powerful place. And one thing that we do at M10 is we spend the first 1 to 2 weeks with our clients and we listen to them and we look at areas where we think they may be struggling. Okay, there's clearly self-doubt there. There's clearly low self-confidence. There's maybe some relationship problems going on. There's emotional issues with food. We can't overlook those. If that person's going to be successful, we have to actually, honestly, they have to go. And with lack of knowledge, we're not going to be able to get them to shift. So that we can either get them to become slightly more aware. So what we do is with the awareness strategy, we actually just start to talk about these subjects. We start to talk about doubt, fear, and how we've worked with different clients that have got these sort of things. So we start to position these ideas in our clients' heads. And then they become a little bit more aware of them. So that's awareness. And then we might share some videos, whether it's a Tony Robbins video, or if a client's done very, very well, there might be a short book that you could give people. Over the years, I've given people The Secret many, many times. Because I'm just going to give them the idea that if they change their thought processes, a lot of great things to start to change. Because there's a big, big environment around them that's supportive of the issues that they're dealing with right now. You know, it might be family and friends that are, you know, in the similar sort of mindset. So we've got to realize that when we want our clients to achieve body composition changes, a lot of the ones that actually achieve really great changes are people that go through the great personal transformations themselves. They're happier, they're more confident, they've got a better support network of friends, they are more constructive during the day, they stick to their diet. But in order to have got there, they've gone through all these personal challenges. And what's amazing is that you might spend quite a lot of your time looking at your clients going, it's so great how they're committing to all of these changes, and you give them a couple of tools. But then I'm going to challenge you right now. If you look at how amazing your clients are doing in terms of their own physique development, in terms of their own mindset shifts, what are you doing with your own? So I want you to be able to do an audit. I want you to stop and say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident am I? On a scale of 1 to 10, my knowledge about myself. And I'm going to ask some challenging questions to you right now. Are you happy? Are you genuinely, genuinely happy? Are there a lot of things in your life that you're fearful of? Are there a lot of challenges that you have? And do you know what? It's not a bad thing just to sit. I audit myself all the time. And there are areas recently that I was kind of just being a bit slow. And me, slow is still very fast, but relatively to how quick I work, I was challenging myself. I said, why? Here goes the audit process. Why am I being slow? Why am I delaying certain things? Now, I've been doing personal development, personal growth for a long time. And in fact, since I was 25, I'm 41 now. And there was a large chunk of my life that I put on hold. I put on hold between 26 and 31. On hold necessarily to other people. I put it on hold Even though I was studying my craft, I put it on hold specifically to find out who the hell I was. Where my doubts were, where my frustrations were, where low self-confidence was lying. Then I went on a quest for a long time, 5 years, to find out how the hell it could be unstoppable. You know, I loved the book by Tim Grover called Relentless. You know, when I was reading that, I was sat on the tube. I urge you to read it if you haven't read it. Just looking at how you can be unstoppable. And, you know, you're trying to teach your clients every day how to live this amazing life, be in great shape. But if you're not living a relentless, unstoppable, high-performing, power mindseted life, you're going to be transferring, you know, your doubts and frustrations and fears, more so unauthentically. You're going to be telling people that they need to do this, but you're not living it from an authentic place. And that's why I urge every single one of you listening to the podcast today to go through your own personal transformation. You know, there's areas that you're refusing to work on right now. But what I love is when I listen to trainers, and I put it in a post yesterday, actually, this inverted commas, I'm frustrated, I'm not there yet. You might be frustrated that you're not there yet. This magic there yet, most people, by the way, are unable to explain to me what the heck there is. You know, it's there as in that's where somebody else is. But I guarantee that the place where that person is that you're comparing yourself to, they work faster than you, harder than you. They've done more work on their own mindsets than you. They're more conditioned than you. They've got more experience than you. In fact, they're completely different to you. So this personal transformation that you're on, like, that's why you can't compare yourself to like the likes of Ryan Terry if you just started physique development. You can look at Ryan and be inspired and motivated by what he's achieved, but you've got to go on your personal transformation, your own physique journey. So this is why we have people that are inspiring. That's why I wanted to bring the guys on the podcast recently, you know, Juggy, Libby, Adam, Tom, and there'll be plenty more. You know, I'm really, really excited because I want everybody to share their challenges and what they've worked through. I went through at school, genuinely, I had a point in my life where I came out the end of it and I said, I'm not happy. And I went on this journey of like, why am I not happy? And when I actually realized that the only way to actually get through it all was to actually face the fact that there are things that I actually am burying, things that I've carried. And when I say carried, let me explain something to you. I talk about personal transformations as when we are in the early days. Let's talk about, you know, the Professor Steve Peters book, Silent Guides, where he talks about the developing mind. As you develop through life, let's say you from the age of two or three, you are a lovely yellow lemon. I've explained this to a few people before, but you're a lovely yellow lemon. And as you go through the ages of four, five, six, there may be mild traumatic things, fear things, stress, you know, little things that happen in your life, little layers, you know, white layers go on the outside of the lemon, but you can still see the lovely yellow lemon. And then you get to six and seven and then eight, and then at school you get a bit of bullying, and then nine you get a little bit more, and then you hit your teens and everything's going well, and then you hit to 17, 18, you have a horrific relationship and you fall in love, 18 years old, and then it all goes pear-shaped, and then suddenly these kind of layers of low self-confidence and frustration and doubt layer on. Then you get to 20, 21, and let's also consider maybe that you've not had great role model parents and all of these things that you become very protective over because no one's taught you how to behave in certain situations and be a particular way. This lemon, by the time you get to the edge of 23, 24, has quite a few white layers on it, and you actually are struggling to see the yellow lemon. This is where your real, true, authentic you has been buried by layers of low self-confidence, doubt, you know, all the kind of fear aspects of you being incredibly successful. And so you get to 26, 27, and you're like, hold on a minute, I'm not happy with all these. I didn't know that they were there, but now people, I'm starting to read stuff, and the books are telling me that here's some signs of low self-confidence, here's some signs of not being happy, here's some signs of not being truly fulfilled, and you're like, they all sound like me. My point to you is, if some of those sound like you, you now have an opportunity to start peeling back the layers of the lemon, so that at the age of 28, 29, I truly think we don't know each other till then, this lemon starts to be yellow again. And then when you're yellow, the absolutely beautiful yellow lemon is where you're full of self-confidence, you're strong in mindset, you know, knowledge is clear, you're consistent with doing everything, you're not comparing yourself to other people, you're not riddled by self-doubt. But the funny thing is, you don't just get to a certain point in your life and all these layers of doubt and frustration disappear. You've got to work at them. And the thing is, your clients come to you often with real covered layers over their yellow lemon, and you as a coach unlayer, take them off. You show them that certain things are possible. You show them that things like weight loss are possible and improved self-confidence is possible, and looking in the mirror and liking what you see is truly possible. And you're trying to do this with people every single day, but I then question, when you go home and you sit and look in the mirror, whether you're out of shape right now, whether you do have self-doubt, whether you have frustration, whether you have challenges where you're comparing yourself to other people, is there any work that you could be doing to take off these layers to reveal your yellow lemon, your clear, crystal version, happy, authentic version of yourself? Could you do that? How much better would your life look if you went through your own personal transformation? Let me tell you what I did. When I realized, when I was getting, you get messages, guys, all the time. Not in the DMs, but there's messages you get from the universe. You'll read a book and it will talk about self-doubt and you'll bury it. You'll talk to somebody in conversation about how they faced a fear or how they overcame confidence challenges, and you'll bury it. What you should be doing is having this audit brain on. And this audit brain is, that's a red flag. That's something that I struggle with too. And then you go on a mission and say, right, I've got it written down that I'm comparing myself to other people at the moment. I've got to find out what that means. I've got low self-confidence. I've got to find out why I've got to overcome that. Something I talk a lot about in Brand Impact Master, actually, creating the perfect version of you and how you actually live according to personal standards. And this is such an important part. So I was being told by so many different sources, you know, friends, colleagues, people I was working with, that there's areas that I could improve on. So I went on a 5-day submergence, which was called the Landmark Forum. I've talked about it plenty of times before, where I started to actually open up and was honest about the layers that were in the way. And then as I started to acknowledge what they were, I started to be given the tools, the books, the courses, the people, the NLP coach, my NLP coach Jane, that I worked with for years, to take off some of these layers. And then when you take back the layers, you start to see the lemon again, and you start to see the clarity with the color, my brain started to think clearer. I started to almost be living, well, I was living from an authentic place, a place I was genuinely happy with, a place that allowed me to truly live every single day of myself. I went through my own personal transformation for 5 years. Once I started to realize that all of these things were truly possible, I started to take more action with my business. I started to think of new ideas. I started to talk to my clients about the journey I've been through. I started to empower them. My results improved. My revenue improved. My hourly fee improved. The reach I had all over the country in terms of my reputation improved. The point I'm trying to make to you is, the greatest growth in your business will come when you are complete. The greatest growth in your brand, the greatest growth in your results will come when you are closer to your actual own personal transformation. So if today has resonated with you in any single way, I urge you, stop and do an audit. Where could you improve? What could be different? How could you take everything that you do and challenge, go through the challenges, knuckle down for 2 or 3 years and say, okay, I'm still going to study. I traveled the world studying. You know, I still did all my, you know, nutrition and training knowledge and traveled and met people all over the world whilst going through my own personal mental transformation. I was trying to create the version of me that was ultimately going to get to the point in my life that facilitated my ability to have a true, authentic brand. If I asked you this question, what is it that you truly want the world to say about you? I present my brand and my vision and everything that I am authentic to me. I don't try and be somebody else. I don't try and be like some other people I see on social media that are actually authentically presenting themselves. I don't look and go, they're doing that, right, I need to do that. I just stop, and every time I put any content out, every time I deliver a presentation, any time I do a podcast, all you're getting is me. You're getting the true, authentic version of me. And genuinely, that's a guy that wants to help. That's a guy that's more interested in helping you achieve a business and a brand, a successful, fulfilling and happy career over just making money. Now, of course, I help trainers. I make money. Money is a byproduct of building a brand, helping people all over the world. But the authentic part of me is helping you progress your career so that you can have all these opportunities. All of the opportunities that have been available to me, everybody else that I've interviewed, anybody else that you are inspired by. But I urge you from today's podcast to consider your own personal transformation. To do an audit of yourself today and look at your self-doubt, frustration, who you're comparing yourself to, what are you fearful of, what's stopping you potentially doing tasks on a day-to-day basis and actually progressing forward, and saying, how do I now find those things? How do I deal with those things? Yeah, you might say I'm dealing with frustration and fear. I'll tell you, go and do a 5-day submersion. You know, go and do the Lights of the Landmark Forum. Go and see John DeMartini and do his breakthrough experience. Go and do Awaken the Giant Within from Tony Robbins. Do the big breakthrough events. Have a transformation in your own inner self. And I trust you, trust me, that that the brand that you want to build, the vision that you want to have and the message you want to transfer to your local town, to your county, to the world, to the country, is going to be received clearer when it's coming from an authentic place. Your personal transformation is in your hands and your opportunity to change that. Today was a very important message for me because having listened to so many coaches recently, the challenges that people are going through, the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is taking yourself to one side and saying, the audit has been done. It's my time to change. Guys, if you want me to help you build your brand, if you want me to help you create your vision and help you to present your message clearly and concisely so that you can build an audience and eventually build more product services and help people invest in you and make that decision to invest in you, please drop me a DM on Instagram or email me mark@m10fitness.co.uk. Involve yourself in the Brand Impact Mastery course. It's online. You can do it all over the world. And if you want to be involved in the beta testing group, say you want to be involved in it, contact me. I can't wait to launch it to you guys. I've been kind of working on this for over a year. And I'm so excited because I'm getting to share this with the world. So if you want to be a part of it, please give me a shout. Guys, have a fantastic weekend. It's Friday today. I'm teaching the practical coaching weekend at the gym at M10, my gym in Nottingham, with the team, with the guys. We're going to have a fantastic weekend. If you're coming, I look forward to seeing you. We're going to teach everybody how to take their knowledge and how to turn it into an applicable coaching model so that you can actually deliver authentic, high-skilled coaching. If it's something you want to be on, we have courses available throughout the back of middle of 2019 towards the end as well. In Nottingham, with myself and the team, I look forward to seeing you. If not, you're all over the world, get involved with Brand Impact Mastery, send me a message, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care, guys.